with us already. Go ahead, Mario.
Thank you, Eric. Hey, Jimmy, how are you doing?
Good.
Mr. Torres, I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that. I like to be very mindful and respectful of people's time. Now, Mr. Torres, Jimmy Torres, what exactly do you specialize in? You know, what's your specialty?
LVP. And hardwood.
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
LVP and hardwood. I do it all, man. Carpet, LVP, sheet vinyl. I'm good at all of it, so.
Okay.
If there's work done, I don't turn it down because.
Okay. And, okay, perfect. And are you, are you working in the Weston area, or do you work outside of that as well?
Yeah, I'm working in Bowling Green right now, 7 miles from Weston.
Okay, perfect. Well, let me just ask you very, very straightforward, Jimmy. Are you in a position now where if you were to receive more work from the Google platform, are you able to handle more business?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. The only reason I'm asking that is obviously what we're offering today are first page positions of Google, right? So you'll be one of those top recommended companies on that first page. We would set you aside, you know, right alongside of like Fresh Start, floor covering, Homestead, Natural Choice, Cleveland Flooring, and Wood Floors Unlimited. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, brother.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, they do the same thing that you do, right? I mean, they're not doing anything different. No, they're doing the same thing you do. The only difference is that they show up as first options on Google, and that's where we would be placing Jimmy Torres. Is that the name of your company, brother, Jimmy Torres?
I have everything under my name, Jimmy Torres, but we go by Torres and Sons.
Torres and Sons?
Yeah, when I go to cash a check, it's under Jimmy Torres.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, perfect. Okay, so here's a few questions I do want to ask so I can give you a pricing, Jimmy.
Yeah.
How long have you been in business for now?
I've been installing flooring for 30 years, somebody.
Oh, okay. You've been doing it for some time. Okay, perfect. Now, the other question is, how are you getting your customers, Jimmy?
I'm that damn good.
Oh, okay. Well, that's another excellent question. Excellent answer.
Word of mouth.
And you know what? Word of mouth is definitely the best way to get clients. You know, unfortunately, word of mouth, you know, only gets you so far. But that's definitely the best way. Now, have you built the company a website yet, Jimmy, or you haven't done a website for you yet?
I got a Facebook page.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is that if we place you on that first page of Google, we would build the website for you, Jimmy, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. It's already included with the service, okay? As a matter of fact, I sent over to you a text message so you can have an idea of what I'm talking about. Did you get that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, let me know if you got it. It's gonna, when you open it, it's gonna say business name on the front, and obviously, the name there will say Jimmy Torres, right? That's the business name. And then right underneath that, where it says expert services, as you can tell, they do flooring services from hardwood to ceramic to vinyl. I mean, same thing you do, right? But this will be your own website for the business. And then if you have any pictures of the work that you've done, we'd also put those on the website, brother. Okay? So that's included with the service as well. Okay? You said you're doing something on social media. What are you doing on social media?
I just got a Facebook page. It says Torres and Sons, and it's got all my lot of photos on there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we've done.
Okay. Well, the reason I was asking that is because we work directly with Facebook. Facebook and Google have a partnership, Jimmy. So what we would also do that's included with the service is that we would promote your page on Facebook, and then we would run Facebook ads on Facebook, and that's already included, right? Because right now what you're doing is just putting a listing on Facebook. We would actually do the ads, which are the ones that, you know, tend to work and get you a lot of clients, because those are going to pop up for the customer. When anybody goes on Facebook, they're going to see the ads pop up for Jimmy Torres. Not sure if you've been on your Facebook page and you see ads for, like, plumbers, electricians, or people that do trees. Yeah, it would be the same concept, Jimmy. The only thing it would be for flooring, right, for Torres and Sons. Along with that, we include Apple for anyone that uses Safari to do searches and Siri. And then lastly, we include AI for the artificial intelligence. Obviously, these are programs that are included with our service, Jimmy, but, I mean, where the real golden ticket is that first page of Google, brother. You know, that's where it's really at, okay? And then the pricing, which is what I'm sure you want to know, right? I mean, the pricing for the service, it's on a month-to-month basis. There's no contract. It's $2.99 a month, Jimmy, with no contract, unlimited calls, and unlimited number of people that contact you. So we don't charge you, you know, because you're doing better or because you got, you know, 1 month you get, you know, 7 jobs, and next month you get 10 jobs. You still pay the same thing, okay? That $2.99 does not change based on that, okay? And now, here's the difference. You don't have to chase your customers. You don't have to be calling people. People are now going to be looking for you, okay? As one of those top recommended companies on the first page, just like, you know, some of your competitors, now the calls are going to come directly to you. And you don't share any of these calls or any of these leads, Jimmy. I only say that because there's companies out there like HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, Angie's List that work very different, right, where you got to be the one chasing these clients down, okay? It does not work like that with Google services, okay? Now, that $2.99, obviously, you know, we understand, Jimmy, that in order for this to work, we have to make sure that we provide where you would, you know, for you to capitalize on it as well and, you know, make sure you're able to pay that monthly due, right? I mean, at the end of the day, what matters are results, brother. Like I tell customers, I mean, that's all that matters. I don't want you to also take the impression that just because you're on Google, you're going to become a millionaire from one day to another, right? I mean, that's not the that's not the idea either, right? But, you know, keeping our customers busy with the opportunity of work is definitely what we can do, okay? Now, on that first page of Google, there's always a calendar and time frame of when you're open and available to take calls. What days and what times would you like it to say on there, Jimmy, that you're open and available for work?
For open for what? Calls?
Yeah, well, open to take calls from the customers that are looking for your, you know, your services.
Every day, every time someone calls.
Okay, I mean, you're not doing a particular schedule like Monday through Friday, 8 to 9, or something of that nature.
Well, if I did that, then I'd lose out on a lot of jobs, now, wouldn't I?
Okay, so you just wanted to show 24 hours? Is that what you like?
Yeah.
Okay, well, bear with me here 1 second. And then how many miles would you say outside of Weston are you willing to travel for new customers?
50.
That's 50, right, not 15?
50.
Okay, perfect.
And if I got to go more than 25, they're getting a trip charge.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Okay. Now, okay. So you're doing hardwood, you do carpet, you do vinyl, you do ceramic. What else do you do, brother?
I don't mess with ceramic.
No ceramic. It's carpet and vinyl, and then hardwood flooring. Okay. Do you
carpet
have a local?
Vinyl. Linoleum. Carpet squares. Hardwood. Bamboo.
Oh, you're doing bamboo?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm asking because that's actually a very famous keyword going on right now on Google. So I had no idea you were doing bamboo. That's actually something that's pretty high demand through the searches on Google. So that's pretty cool. I had no idea you were doing bamboo. Okay, we can list you for that as well. All right. And do you have a logo for the business yet, Jimmy, or no?
By what?
A logo.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm only asking because that same logo, we can use it on the website that we would build for you. That's the reason I asked that. Okay. Now, are you taking pictures of any of the work that you do, brother?
That's why I got the Facebook page.
Okay. Brother, I promise that these questions, I'm not asking them to try to to annoy you at any level. It's just questions that we have to ask, you know, in order to give an understanding, you know, if we move forward working with you to put you on that first page. Okay. Now, the reason I ask about the pictures is because those are the ones that we'll put on the website that we build for the company. Okay. Perfect. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. And then right now, Jimmy, what form of payments are you taking? Are you just doing cash? You're doing card? You're doing sell? You're doing Cash App?
Doing Cash App, checks, cash.
Checks and cash. Okay. Now your estimate. Okay, perfect. Are your estimates free, Jimmy, or are you charging for estimates?
The way I've been doing it recently is...
Mm-hmm.
I charge the customer $75 to go out there, measure their stuff.
Okay.
Give them a quote. And once I give them a quote, they go with me. That $75 comes right off the top.
Excellent. Okay. That's actually a great way to do it, brother. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. If I sat around and gave free estimates all day, guess what? I'd spend a lot of my time, a lot of my gas, and a lot of money getting everybody's money. They don't
know with me, but. Yeah. No, that's actually a bright idea because once they pay you those $75, I mean, it's very likely that you'll probably get the job, you know, so that's actually pretty good way of doing it. Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here one quick second. And then, Jimmy, I'm sorry that I asked you this question again. System just prompted me to ask. You are able to take on more customers at this point, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Bear with me one second. And your last name is Torres with a Z, correct?
Correct.
All right. What's an email address for you, Jimmy?
Torres, lowercase, Jimmy, 332@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Now the 419-601-5784, is that a good number where the customers can contact you, Jimmy, or do you have a different number?
Nope. That's on my logo. That's on my Facebook page. It's on my cards. It's on my shirts.
Okay. Perfect. That's all I needed to know. Okay. And... what address do you have the business registered to, Jimmy? I mean, don't worry. We will never put this on Google. It's just in case we have to send any correspondence in the mail.
20556 Rust Street, Weston, Ohio.
You said Rust, R-O-S-T?
R-U-S-S, Rust.
Oh, okay. R-U-S-S, Rust Street. And I have a zip code that pops up, 43569.
43569?
Yep. Okay, perfect. And then are you working alone, Jimmy, or do you have help?
My sons work for me.
Okay, perfect. So if a job's a little bit bigger, then it's not a problem for you to handle it.
There ain't a job big enough for me.
Okay, perfect.
Problem to a man.
I have a couple I got a couple of family members with your last name. Are you Spanish speaking, Jimmy, or no?
No, I speak a little bit of Spanish, but not much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a couple of cousins that have your same last name.
From where?
From California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Torres family. All right, bear with me 1 second. And then, Jimmy, I have to create a password for the account. This is just in case you ever give us a call or we wanted to change something on Google or Facebook or on the website. We have to make sure that we're only speaking with you. So there's 3 security questions. You have to choose one. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
City I was born in.
Okay, and what is that?
Bowling Green, Ohio.
Okay. Perfect. All right, bear with me here 1 second. Oh, Bowling Green. Oh, there it is. Okay. So you're a Packer fan, Jimmy, or not?
A what?
A Packers fan.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Los Angeles, born and raised in Los Angeles.
I'm a big Oakland Raiders fan.
Stop it. Are you really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I think the service just probably. I'm sorry. Say that again. No, say that again. I didn't hear you.
It said me and all my sons are.
Wow, I think this service might have just became free for you. If that's the case, I have yet to come across other Raider fans. Man, everybody hates us, brother.
Yeah, well, you know where they can go.
I can definitely, hey, that's what they say, one nation, man. That's pretty right. Awesome. That's pretty awesome. Have you been to the stadium, Jimmy?
Where, in Oakland?
No, in Vegas.
Oh, Vegas? Not yet.
You gotta visit it, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I shoot a lot of billiards and they have, the world qualifiers over there.
Oh, gotcha.
So
okay.
Probably be going next year. 3-round trip.
That's excellent, man. Definitely check it out, man. It's Elysium Stadium is amazing what they did there, man. And I think we definitely gotta bring a championship home, man. You know, it's been too long.
Yeah, closest we came was 2002.
Mendoza.
Oh man, don't let Les. That's a whole different conversation we can get into for a couple hours. That's for sure. You know. All righty, perfect. Is that your son there with you? I hear somebody there with you.
Yeah, one of them. All 3 of them are here. Actually, we're working.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, perfect, perfect. Did you want to add anybody onto the account for the Google services, Jimmy, or just yourself?
Just me for now.
Okay. Perfect. And then you do have access to that email that you provided, right? TorresJimmy332@gmail, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because that's what I'll send the confirmations to right now in a second. Now, tomorrow, Jimmy, You'll get a call from one of our IT guys. The IT department, they're the guys that take care of all the back-end work, right? They're the ones that place the company on that first page of Google. They're the guys that do the website, that run the ads on Facebook. What time tomorrow would you say that you would be available, or you can spare about 45 minutes?
Probably around 3:30, I'd say.
Okay, give me 1 second. Is 4 o'clock okay with you, brother?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, give me 1 second. All righty. That's funny because I work with some guys that are Charger and Bronco fans. I try to keep away from them.
Don't tell them to kiss your brown ass.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Hey, tell them if they want to go to Mile High, Mile High, and see where the sun shines. Tell them just to look at your ass.
You know, I would be more than happy to say something like that, Jimmy, but I'm trying to keep my job, brother.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Hey, but you can say it. I mean.
Oh, I would. All day.
All right. So it's...
They probably try to still fire you and hate me at the same time.
Yeah, man, nobody's a fan of Raider fans, brother, but that's why we're the we're the bread and butter to the NFL, I'll tell you that much.
Right, there's only one nation. Everybody's like, yeah, we're blah, blah, blah nation. Dude, there's only one nation. That was the Raider nation.
That's right, brother. I wish I could put you on the loudspeaker for everyone to keep to hear you say that, man. That's amazing, brother, that I have a Raider fan on the phone. That's awesome.
Hey, tell him to call me at lunch tomorrow. I'll give him a choke on.
Oh, that's funny.
I've been a Raider fan since Bo Jackson.
Oh, man, you go way back in the days, man.
Yeah, sir.
All right. Now, I did have you set up for tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Just do me a favor, Jimmy, tomorrow that you get the call from the IT department, make sure you have those pictures ready so they can build that website because they're going to ask you for them. So make sure you have them. And then they're going to get started on doing the ads on Facebook and so forth.
I'm just going to send them to my Facebook page.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, as long as we have access, we can get them from there and then put them on the website. Not a big deal. Now, to get the ball rolling, Jimmy, there's two ways that the company allows you to satisfy the monthly of the $299. You can either take care of it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal debit or credit card. Which would you prefer?
I'd have to wait until by Friday or Saturday.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, so this is not something you can take care of right now?
Not the second.
Okay, here, let me put a note on here, then I... My apologies, but I thought you were ready. I thought you were ready to rock and roll. Okay, so, I mean, if I may ask, what's stopping you from, you know, doing it today, Jimmy?
Ain't got enough funds in my checking.
Gotcha. Well, that definitely would put a halt to things, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Well, you know what, Jimmy? I don't mind calling you back on Friday, brother, but I just want, you know, just to be a straight shooter with you, man. I don't want to waste your time. I mean, as long as this is something that, you know, that does interest you, for you guys having the business on that first page of Google, you know, bringing in more traffic, I don't mind giving you a call back on Friday.
Okay.
Okay. So again, as long as it's something that, you know, you definitely want to, you know, again, and obviously if you're able to handle more clients, I mean, that's also one of the main things. So, again, what I'll do then, I will put you here on my callback list, brother, and then I'll touch bases with you back Friday, and then we can get that process so we can get the ball rolling.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Jimmy. Well, again, hey, brother, it was a pleasure speaking with you, man. I will go ahead and give you a call back on Friday, and we'll get it all set up.
All right, Mario.
All right, man. Muchas gracias, brother. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye now.